pizza.
It's a classic food, folks.
Look what you did.
What?
You spilled.
I'm sorry. It's just a little bit.
Beyond.
Here you go again. Sorry.
What can I do?
Absolutely nothing.
You can't do anything because you can't do anything right. Just shut up.
Shut up, little man.
You probably deserved it.
Do you really want to have
me? I'm a sucker for other people's pain.
Do you really want to make me cry?
I feel your pain.
Do you really want to hurt me? Do you really want to make me cry?
Just makes me want to punch them. Punch them in their cunt.
Fucking kick your fucking ass. You don't shut up for a second, all right?
Do you think it's good to slap a woman?
I think it's absolutely right.
Oh, hi, honey. Welcome home. I thought maybe we could just go out to eat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Who's going to pay for that, huh? Certainly not going to be you on your part-time cashier salary. Or, now suck my dick.
Contrary to our preconceptions, most women are very happy. Now, if only we weren't so clumsy.
You burned the food again, you idiot! Now what am I gonna eat?
She spilled my coffee.
I'm sorry, sir.
You fucking bitch! I'll bring you a little coffee! How do you like this?
Do you really want to make me cry?
Never quit being in front of people like this!
If you know that young lady, slap the shit out of her.
Bam! Hey, freaks, it's Wednesday, September 2nd, 2009. Coming up on the program today, toilet lovers, plus harassing horses with your penis and sex prayers. Taking the hotness right out of fucking. All of this plus your emails today on The Distorted View Show.
It's The Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, Timothy James Henson, this is The Distorted View Show. Thank you so much for checking out the Wednesday podcast. Got a great program for you. I woke up a little late today, so I'm going to try to fly through this so I can post it at a reasonable time. Got a brand new Yahoo Answers question for you. Now, I don't know if a DV listener asked this question. It definitely sounds as if that was the case. The question is, girlfriend's dad just died. My girlfriend's dad just died last week. How can I help her get past this so I can introduce her to anal? So far, the best answer is, you are an asshole. Further proof this was a freak's handiwork. Got a little bit of a Fat Man update. He's still posting what he's been eating over there at fatmanlosing.net. People over in the message board, though, are trying to get the Fat Man to become bulimic. I highly recommend it, Fat Man. All the food and taste, none of the calories, folks. Just stick a toothbrush down your throat after you're done eating and throw up the food. Maybe some antacid before you purge or some milk to neutralize the acidic throw-up. He ends with a little good luck. How nice. Shitster replied, throwing up food is also less disgusting than leaking shit all day long. True. But it would be even better if he didn't eat all that disgusting shit constantly. I don't think he's changed anything in his new lifestyle. He still doesn't eat anything good, which is definitely true. Yeah, for those of you who don't know, Fat Man shits himself pretty much all day because he eats so much. Shit is constantly coming out of his asshole.
Now, today I'd like to talk to you about something that's gross, folks, right? Well, you all know that I overeat a lot of food sometimes, right, folks? What happens is, when I overeat, my belly gets filled up, right?
Yes.
Now, my belly gets so full it can't take it. So the shit's actually pushed down through my intestine and down my ass, folks. And I'm walking around throughout the day, I have a loose ass, and the shit's actually pushed out my ass while I'm walking around that day, because this fucking belly can't take it. And what happens is, the shit actually rubs on my underwear, on my ass, and I get shit stains. And my underwear, folks. And yeah, I'd like to showcase you a glorious 720p HD.
Yeah, I think this is... I think he actually did two shit underwear videos. This must be a newer one because he's doing it in glorious 720p.
And yeah, I'd like to showcase you a glorious 720p HD. A pair of those shits named underwear, folks.
I'll have to put a link to that on the show notes today so you can check out the fat man's shit stains. And glorious 720p. Now, because the fat man goes into retirement and then comes out so often, he's very inconsistent. We're always on the lookout for new fat men. Fat Man 2, who we've featured many times on the program, is back, and he's chatty today.
Hey, old friend dropped by today with his mother.
Now, this guy is an actual gainer. He wants to gain as much weight as possible, and his stomach is huge. I think it's like 56 inches or something like that.
Friend's been fat. I haven't seen him in forever. Well, the old woman.
Clear your throat.
She took a look at me, and she whispered to her son, my friend. She said, oh, he looks pregnant. Well, she's a bit hard of hearing, so she said it loud.
I love his laugh. He's always making himself laugh.
I had to laugh. Now, what do you call this pregnant looking or what?
Look at me, I'm pregnant. I'm sexy.
I don't know. I was going to make a tight jeans video, and I put a belt on some jeans, and it just, the last hole was all I could do, and when I sat down, it just hurt. Yeah, trapped.
You don't need a belt, fat man. The pants will stay up, don't you worry about it. Also, per usual, he is smoking and drinking.
I'm having my usual cocktail.
Yeah.
And Shane's smoking. A lot of people like smoking. I smoke a lot. You know, I sometimes I get down 3 packs a day, which is ridiculous, but...
I'm looking forward to cardiac arrest.
Drinking and smoking seem to go together.
Yeah, really bloats me out.
I really think Cheryl Murkowski should take a hard look at her family tree, because somewhere she's related to Fat Man.
My stomach is so fat and smoky.
All right, moving on. I've got a fat man in training here. A little fat man. He was featured recently on that television show Wife Swap. This is, you know, where two women swap and have to live with families that are completely opposite. You know, so the conservative woman will have to go live with the punk rock family, or the white supremacist will have to move in with...
nigga lovers.
I'm an idiot. So in this clip, the mother is trying to clean out the refrigerator of all, you know, gross, unhealthy products so the fat kid doesn't get even fatter.
I need you guys to help me in the kitchen to fill these.
We can do it.
I don't like this crap.
Definitely no cheese in the can. Very happy to be throwing this away.
It's bacon.
No, I want my bacon. I gotta tell you something. Bacon is good for me. This is very nasty.
Little fatso's gonna put his foot down here.
Bacon is good for me. This is very nasty.
I drink bacon grease for a snack.
Went to the grocery store.
She thinks, at the blue, she's a smart little girl that she can do whatever she wants. No, that's not how she can do it in our family. She's acting like she's the queen and we're the sorry people. Joy, I have been nice to you, but now I'm coming to the edge.
I promise you one thing, okay? If you do not have at least one food that you like, I will buy you a piece of junk. Is that a deal?
No, I keep losing at deals, and I don't want to make a deal anymore.
I'm always coming out behind on these deals, like when my papa sold our chicken to Mr. Winchell. He told me he'd buy me a bike, but I couldn't ride it none because I had to sit on eggs and keep them warm so they'd hatch and we'd have new chickens to sell. You can't make chickens pop out of store-bought eggs. Daddy didn't know that none, and my whole summer was ruined. I ain't falling for that again.
All right, so little Fatsy wants his bacon.
No, I keep losing at deals, and I don't want to make a deal anymore. I am leaving, and you can't stop me. I'm packing my bags.
He's running away from home.
And had a very, very calm day until this. A bump in the road comes.
Wait a second, what was that?
And a very, very calm day until this. A bump.
Why can't I understand what he's saying?
And a very, very calm day until this. A bump in the road comes, and she be sarcastic.
Okay.
Curtis.
I won't be coming back until Saturday when you leave. She's gonna try to stop me, but she can't run those little high heels. Never see this face again.
And he's walking down the street. I like how the father isn't trying to stop him or anything. What is that, fat man number two? You have something you wanted to add?
The other thing is, see this food stain?
Uh-huh.
Somehow, when you got a stomach like this, if you drip anything...
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah, right on the stomach.
It catches right on your stomach.
Oh, right. Okay. Thank you, fat man. I guess the top of his fat mound catches bacon grease. All right. Oh, I have a small news bloopy here for you. Let's take a listen.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Rod Wood with your News Channel 9 on the go.
Rod Wood, really?
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Rod Wood with your News Channel 9 on the go webcast. Here's what's happening right now. There's been a bad accident up in Oswego County this afternoon. Deputies tell us two vehicles collided up there, and a f***ing bee on me. F***ing bee just bit me.
Breaking news, a fucking bee is on me. We'll have more as my bee sting develops.
F***ing bee just bit me.
Really?
F***ing bee stung me.
Where?
Look, f***ing bee stung me. Look, I got stung by a bee.
Okay.
Mother f***er. Anybody hurt?
Is anybody hurt? Why would anyone else be hurt? You were the one that was stung, you jackass. Colossal moron. Now, finally, before we get into the news, I've got one more clip I wanted to share with you. We've featured this guy before on the show. As a matter of fact, Sideshow Freaks got quite an earful from this careless fairy yesterday. Well, I just happened to be on YouTube and I saw that he has since posted a new video. This is the old guy who wears diapers and does embarrassing things on camera for his mistress. Well, he's back doing what he does best.
Hi, it's the bag. The Mr. Rogers of Dominatrix is here.
That's a nice little identifier, isn't it? The Mr. Rogers of Dominatrix.
Hi, it's the bag.
I like fag better. Hi, it's the fag.
Hi, it's the bag. The Mr. Rogers of Dominatrix.
I don't think you can trademark fag, though. You might be able to trademark the Mr. Rogers of Dominatrix.
The Mr. Rogers of Dominatrix is here. Yeah, and I'm going to do my rendition of Silence of the Lambies, or Buffalo song or something. Mistress Rachel told me...
He's going to imitate Buffalo Bill from Silence of the Lambs, but it appears that he has never seen that movie. This should be a train wreck.
Mistress Rachel told me not to talk during this video. Oh, you know, she's such a bother. Let me get my sound, you know. I'm so nervous here. I can't do anything right. Just a minute.
This guy is like the gay, submissive Woody Allen.
A bother. Let me get my sound, you know. I'm so nervous here. I can't do anything right. Just a minute. No, that's the wrong sound. Wait a minute.
This guy has the worst audio.
Oh, yeah, here we go.
I recognize that music.
Oh, yeah, here we go. Sorry. Okay.
He's dancing around now in his, in his diaper. Come on, do the lines.
Do you want something? Would you hug me hard? I'd hug me hardy.
You're supposed to say, no, it's fuck.
You want to fuck me? I'd fuck me. I'd fuck me hard.
Would you hug me hard?
You're doing it wrong.
I'd hug me hardy. Oh, yeah, I'd hug me. Hey, this is better. Would you hug me?
He's put in fake gross teeth.
Would you hug me? I got new teeth. Hug me hard. Oh, yeah. Oh, baby. Oh. Wait a minute. I gotta stick to the script.
Oh, God.
Oh, not on the eyes.
All right. We've heard quite enough. And with that disturbing audio, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. If you are not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, please consider signing up. Support the program, $5 a month or $50 a year. Yesterday we did an extended show. Gonna try to do another one of those before the week is over. And also, I've got a video cast for you probably tomorrow. So it's a great time to sign up, superfreaksideshow.com. Three quick stories now, and then we will get the hell out of here. Roman Catholic couples are now being encouraged to pray together before they have sex. I usually take care of that during the tail end of the act. Oh, God! Jesus Christ! Fuck me, Jesus! You're so big! I want you inside me, Jesus. I'm a member of the family. Yes, a book published by a prominent church group invites those setting out on married life, never mind, this is not applicable to me, to recite the specially composed prayer before making love. It's kind of like foreplay to the foreplay. I hope it's at least sexy and gets you ready for the act. Dear sweet Jesus, thank you for the bountiful pussy I'm about to plow. Thank you for putting hot ass for me to cornhole on the bed. And thank you for these double D's I'm about to stick in my face and blow. May you see to it that the seed of my tool never fertilize the eggs of the whore I'm about to bang. Also, if it's not too much trouble, Jesus, please make the bitch get out of my house as soon as I nut inside of her. Amen. Unfortunately, that's not the real prayer, as if I had to even say that. The prayer is aimed at purifying their intention so that the act is not about selfishness or hedonism. The prayer, which appears in the prayer book for spouses, implores God to place within us love that truly gives, tenderness that truly unites. Tender sex is never fun. Self-offering that tells the truth and does not deceive. Forgiveness that truly receives. Loving physical... whatever. Loving physical union that welcomes. It adds, open our hearts to you. Fuck that. Not the heart that needs to be open. It's your buho. Well, I guess if a prayer doesn't loosen up your asshole, there's always...
crystal meth loosens up your butthole.
Crystal meth, that's right, Roy Killer War. All right, yes, it adds, open our hearts to you, to each other, and to the goodness of your will. Cover our poverty in the richness of your mercy. No, cover her tits in the rich creaminess of my cum. That's what it should say. This prayer sucks so bad. Clothe us in true dignity and take to yourself our shared aspirations for your glory forever and ever. By the time you get done with this prayer, you're not even in the mood to have sex anymore. All right, the 64-page book, I hope that's not the whole prayer, 64 pages. The 64-page book has been published by the London-based Catholic Truth Society. In addition to the sex prayer, the book contains prayers for every stage of marriage and family life, including engagement, planning for parenthood, pregnancy, and caring for children and elderly parents. I should write a book because I have a prayer for the elderly. Take them, Jesus! Oh my God, get them out of here! Their musty clothes and full diapers are stinking up the joint, and their feeble mobility is slowing me the fuck down. Earth is for the living! And I can't do that when I'm stuck behind a 90-year-old blue hair in the fast lane going 15 miles an hour with her goddamn trunk accidentally popped. So please, strike them now. I want them all dead. Thank you. I love you, Jesus. All right, enough with the prayers. Second story we have for you today. This is a short one, but it comes from Washington, the same state where the Mr. Hands video originated. Now remember, Washington didn't have laws against having sex with animals. So I don't know if that's still true or not, but it might explain this story. A Kennewick man who apparently wasn't wearing his pants, red flag, has been accused of harassing a neighbor's horse. The Tri-City Herald reports the horse's owner spotted a bald man without any pants chasing the horse. Come here, my pretty. I'm gonna get you. At about 3:30 a.m. Friday in a corral. Benton County Sheriff deputies identified 26-year-old Brandon R. Henkel, who lives next door, as the suspect, and he was jailed for investigation of trespassing. Okay. Deputies also had been called to the home near Finley Thursday evening when the owner saw the same bald man scaring the horses enough to break through an electrical and barbed wire fence. He was wearing a black t-shirt and blue shorts at the time. You know he was trying to fuck the horse. You can't do that while they're out running around. You have to wait until they're in the barn. You have to go to the barn and wait until the horse is dropped. That's how you know they're masturbating. They didn't get your horse freak on. All right, final story we have for you today. Some people just never learn. Story comes from Portland. When Gary Moody pleaded no contest to trespassing in that name sounds really familiar. I have a feeling that we may have read a story involving him several years ago. When Gary Moody pleaded no contest to trespassing in 2005 for hiding in a pit toilet on White Mountain National Forest in New Hampshire, a judge urged him to seek help for whatever had driven him to climb down there. You see, Gary has a little fetish, and it hasn't gone away. The 49-year-old Pittston man is charged again, this time in federal court, with climbing into a pit toilet in the White Mountain National Forest. Authorities say a 9-year-old boy saw Moody climbing out of the toilet at the Hastings campground on Memorial Day, and two other witnesses saw him walk away from the outhouse. The campground is about 3 miles south of Gilead, just east of the New Hampshire border. Moody was not identified at the time, but a special agent from the U.S. Forest Service investigated the report. Just look for the guy covered in shit. Investigated the report from the campground manager, recalling the well-publicized incident involving Moody in 2005. Special Agent William Forge paid a visit to Moody's home on June 19th. Based on the extremely rare nature of this type of activity, the fact that Gary Moody had a previous conviction for the same activity, and the fact that Moody had a last known address in the Maine area, I decided to locate and interview him, said Forge. I asked Moody if he knew why we were there. Moody stated, I guess someone must have filed the complaint. Ding, ding, ding. You're a bright shit freak, aren't you? I advised Moody that I understood that this was likely a difficult issue to talk about, and it was our intention to solve the problem of Moody getting caught in the pits of National Forest outhouses. According to Forbes, Moody admitted that he had been in a toilet on Memorial Day. Moody initially said he dropped his shirt into the pit, and climbed down to retrieve it. The story is actually very similar to the one he told to authorities on June 26, 2005, when he was found in a toilet. He said he climbed down into the pit to retrieve his wedding ring. Oh yes, I remember this story! But officials cleaned out the pit, screened the contents, and found no ring. I told Moody that I didn't think that his trips into the outhouse had anything to do with dropping things by accident, and asked Moody if I was right. Moody said yes. Moody admitted that he had gone into the outhouses more than twice. Moody said he never took photographs or videotaped people using the toilets. He just liked it down there, apparently. He felt comfortable. Moody is scheduled to appear in court in Portland to hear the charges on September 16th. So there you go. That, my friends, is your Distorted News for Wednesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, checking in with my freaky diggies here.
What's going on, Tim? This is Sideshow Freak, clever name. Clever name. I wanted to comment that the guy that I was saying that was doing the whole nigga thing. I forget what day it was. I guess it was the Monday show. That was really funny. That was very funny, actually. And Corey's show was pretty funny. It was a little cookie cutter of yours, but it was great. And
yeah, that's what some people are saying. But, you know, look, it was his first episode, and, you know, it's going to... I mean, if you listen to the first episode of Distorted View and what it sounds like now, it's very different. So, I mean, you got to, you know... I thought it was really good.
I want to be one of the guys that brings it up, but the whole rabbit thing. When you said it was coming up, I fast-forwarded it, because that seems like be the normal thing to do if you don't want to hear it.
Well, geez, you just showed some intelligence.
You gave a pretty good warning, so I fast-forwarded it. I thought I avoided it.
The fucking rarity
it
is.
I fell into a trap, and I heard it anyway. It actually wasn't that bad, other than the top of the bunny and doing the thing and the stuff, the head and the...
I should have told you guys exactly how long the bunny-crushing bit was going to be, but I didn't know. All right, next up, y'all.
Hello, Timothy Henson. This is Tan Penis, your monkey overlord calling. Shaba. Shaba Shiki. Yes, Timothy, I am truly lovified right now because I have taken Jesus Christ into my heart. For two main reasons I have done this.
You're a monkey Christian?
Aurora in the desert is truly one hot piece of ass. And yes, if I can get into her good graces, Pan Pan Iskor's look at the lace and pipe at the front while tickling the starfish.
I think, like, she's... Like, I don't think she's super good-looking, but I think what happens is when guys see, like, a Christian girl who's kind of good-looking, they're like, yeah, I want to fuck her and have her worship me and have her renounce God. I want to be her God now. Her fuck God. You know, like that type of thing, maybe? Maybe not.
With his prehensile tail in the back.
All right. Next up.
Jigu, Tim. This is JR. I'm calling to say that there...
Is that really your name? You struggled there.
To say that there is a thread on the forums called Name That Tranny. We're trying to figure out the name for the DV logo tranny. So maybe if more people go on, we can take them
yeah,
up.
You know, I don't talk a lot about, and I really should, but there's just so much to, you know, I'm always babbling on about in the program, but there's a whole little DV community. So if you're a fan of the show, definitely take part in it. We've got forums over there at distortedview.com. There's a chat room. I don't know if that fucking Java applet is working yet or not. I don't know. Trying to get it to work. It's basically just an IRC chat channel, so if you're familiar with how IRC works, you can definitely use an IRC client. Just go to like the message board, and they'll be able to help you out, and you can find out which server and all that sort of stuff it's on. So we've got that. The Freakypedia is a whole, like, it's a Wikipedia just for Distorted View stuff, and you can add and edit articles. So if you hear something on the show that you think is funny or deserves a page, go ahead and add it. Or if you're not sure about a term or a phrase or a concept of the show, you can search for it. A lot of people helping out with that, specifically Captain Swiggy and Flare Monkey and just a bunch of people. So thank you very much, guys. They also update episode information, which way more comprehensive than the show notes on the distortedview.com. So check out all that great stuff and, interact with the freaks.
And how about Shiki Henson, Sideshow member Dan from Texas here.
Hi, Dan.
Hey, man, just thought I'd let you know I almost made it in the papers. Ooh. Yep, my name would have been in the obituary section as I played Dodge the Train.
Oh, my God.
Not more than 5 minutes ago, I find myself crossing the railroad tracks with the lights flashing. Dumbass.
Why would
doesn't
you
look
do
to the
that?
Right because I think, hey, trains don't come from the right side. Yeah.
You mean to tell me that the gates were down and you only looked one way to see if a train was coming?
If I had been any more of a retard, I would be a pancake right now.
Oh,
so, hey,
God.
I feel much...
How hard is it to turn both ways and look?
Better and
even if you don't think a train comes from the right.
I'm a lot more appreciative of the things I have in life, including the DV show.
You do realize I would have, made an insensitive reenactment involving you if you had died. I'm working on a diabetic Rick flash animation. No. too soon?
Thank you, Tim. This is Johnny Hungwell. I'm just calling. I was listening to the show from the 28th, and you had Aurora in the desert. She was speaking in tongues.
Right.
It reminds me, like, it sounds like she's trying to speak Latin, but, it's kind of like, I can't speak Spanish, so when I do it, I'm like,
exactly.
I don't know, it sounds exactly what she's trying to do.
It's like fake Latin. Good observation.
Hey, Timmy, Bill from New Hampshire.
Bill!
Hey, no, you're
Bill!
My wife.
Fuck me, Bill!
The other day when I was doing the dishes, and she said, what are you singing? And I was kind of ashamed, but I just let this rip. I was singing, shake it, shake it, shake it, shake it, shake it, shake it like a newborn baby. Uh-oh. She looked at me like I was a fucking idiot.
Well,
but then she said,
monster.
What? That's kind of catchy.
So, it is. Next up.
Tim, I have found a furry. Well, not personally, but I found him through Xbox Live. And it's only until recently that I found out and told him about Distorted View and how the furries haven't been doing so well.
No, yeah, they've been popping up in a lot of news stories. I don't know, molesting people or something.
Yeah, it's really weird.
But the furries should listen anyways, because a lot of times the Sextastic Tuesday story is about furries. They can jerk off their little furry fox dick to it, and, you know.
And he's really weird. He's a bi. And a yip.
That's not really that strange.
To know a furry. You know, I don't know what else.
A lot of furries that say they're bi, that's sort of like a baby step into the gay world. Like, they're like, well, I'm afraid of what people will think of me if I'm gay and a furry. So, you know, I still like women. Don't get me wrong. It's just that I like to dress up in, you know, leopard outfits and, you know, fuck men and women. So I'm not a fruit or anything.
Okay, so I'm just going to end it with Jigu!
Jigu. All right, and a couple more here.
That is it for today's show. I want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is your official website. Where's my line for you? 206-666-4463. That's 206-666. Oh, God, is it? Oh, God. I have a bad case of diarrhea.
Very good. You got that down. I used to have, didn't I have a contest or something? Or maybe it was back when I was like accepting donations, and I said, well, if you donated money, you can do the ending of the show, because my spiel is always the same.
Hey, I know I'm here.
How many of you people say it along with me when I do it? Because it's always, it never really changes.
That is
Oops. Next up.
Hey, I know why Miracle Whip won't tone it down. They have a saucy secret. It's made from horse urine. I'm not kidding.
It's a combination of a couple commercials infuriate me. All right, and finally today.
Hey, Tim, I just saw the fucking greatest thing ever. Saw this, one of those special kids in a wheelchair, you know.
We call them unsavories on the program.
Wheelchair, you know, quadriplegic, can't move.
Yeah.
And on the back of his wheelchair was a big fucking woofer blasting R&B music. It was awesome.
A ghetto unsavory. I love it. All right. Thank you guys for all the voicemails. Keep them coming. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me. Show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail on for you at 206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh, God. It's an oh, God.
Definitely no cheese in the can.
Vote for us a podcast, Allie. You know, Cheryl Murkowski was making fun of me on Twitter because she said no one uses podcast Allie anymore. I just like to see my name in the top 10. However, I was looking at my web stats. People do find my website through there. I mean, it's not a shit ton. I don't know if it's worth it anymore. Who fuck cares about podcast Allie? It is a new month, though, so if you have a second, vote for DV. But more importantly, I think we should be focusing our attention over at iTunes, because the higher we're ranked up, the more exposure we'll get. And that's really where people are discovering podcasts, right? So leave a nice review, give us a 5-star rating, make sure to click subscribe as well. All right, we will be back tomorrow for the Big Thursday Show. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody!
Almost 18 months now, and the siege has got people eating their babies and their small children and each other. You're gonna eat your babies.